game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. We are back, Slim. We are back. We are hunkering down for rankings this podcast. Are you good? Are you ready? Are you fueled for this?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Just finished off my bowl of some Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks. Yeah, it makes me feel like I'm 13 again.
You know, what about the Lucky Charms?
Well, yeah, that's a staple.
Okay, so you like all the kids' cereals.
Yeah, but, you want to give me some Raisin Bran, and I'll throw, like, a scoop of sugar in it, and, yeah, that's fine, too.
I actually do like Raisin Bran. I'm an old man.
Yeah, you're getting there. Pretty soon, whatever's after Millennial will be here.
What do you think the next one will be?
I don't know. We have Generation X and Y and Z and Millennials, and I don't know.
iPhone. I don't know.
Yeah, they will come ordained with an iPhone, I think.
Did you ever eat the Lucky Charms all marshmallows?
Oh, man. No, I mean, I could have just bought a box of marshmallows. I guess that's...
They're kind of like harder than marshmallows. The milk activates the Lucky Charms.
It's like the marshmallows you get in some hot chocolate.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're hard and pat. Like, you can't eat them by themselves, but the moisture activates them.
No, and whoever feeds their kid that for breakfast just ought to be ashamed of themselves.
What about the Cookie Crisp? It's cookies for breakfast.
Yeah, that's up there.
Oh, good times, good times. So, Slim... just letting everyone know out there, the Razzball Commenter Leagues are out. I just had my first draft. I know we mentioned them last time, but want to be sure everyone knows that they are out and ready on the basketball.razzball.com site. Go to our leagues and go to the 2016-2017 RCL signups. Join a league there. It takes about 2 minutes to launch your own league and about 10 seconds to start your own team in an open spot. There's a ton of open spots left, so come and join the action. I know we still have got a ton of time, but we want a ton of RCL leagues out there and the champion of champions to be a deserving champion by championing over so many people.
And somehow making you regret ever doing this in the first place.
I think in the RCL updates, I might scrap the league-by-league update. I don't know. We'll do something about, like, whatever team had the best win and the worst loss and stuff like that. But maybe
I'm referring to what the winners have put you through the past couple of years.
Oh, that's a good point. You know, no one has given me what to do for my shaming video this year. We need to talk about this. What do you think it should be?
I'm open to suggestions.
I'm the one opening it for suggestions. You have to be the ideas man.
You know, if we could shave the winner's name into your chest hair, I think that would be that'd be worth watching.
Yeah, see, you have to have enough chest hair for that to happen. I take off my shirt and it's like looking in a mirror. It is very, very bright and shiny.
All right, we'll come up with something.
All right. We'll give that some thought. My volume eating challenge, I haven't picked out where I'm going. Just got to get my film crew, a.k.a. a friend with his iPhone, to go with me and film it. Should be fun.
Yeah, I was expecting to say GoPro, but, you know, wherever you want to throw your free advertising to.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of iPhone references. Apple, if you need a sponsorship, let us know. But yeah, Slim, you didn't, I didn't think you, did you put a, you didn't put a review of my team, did you? You were commenting on everyone else's team, but you didn't tell me how I did.
I started earlier today and got through three of them and kind of ran out of time, but.
Okay. I did it, Slim. I did it. I free throw punted. I did it.
All right. I'm worried. I saw you kept complaining about your field goal percent.
Yeah, it's not good. it's not what you want to do with a free throw punt, is to have some field goal percent drains. But, it is what it is.
Okay, and then turnovers are at least going to be competitive?
Yeah, I mean, Chris Paul is a really good point guard for high assist, low turnovers. I know Schroeder and Knight are not the best. Cousins is not good. I mean, it was just the way the draft went. I mean, we're not going to review my whole team, but I went Chris Paul and then Cousins, and then all the way at 32, my third-round pick, Drummond, was still on the board, so I felt I kind of had to.
Yeah, I don't mind that. You know, Chris Paul's got kind of a low-end volume on the free throws, so yeah, why not?
Yeah, shorted up with Gobert. I love Parsons for a free throw punt. I didn't even know that. I knew he wasn't a great free throw shooter, but did you know he's 70.5% in his career? That's awful.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
I saw you passed on, let's see, Teague and another point guard.
With the Parsons pick?
Yeah. I thought you could have gone point guard there.
Teague went right after me. I could have gotten Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, those two.
Yeah. Schroeder went to me the next pick. So those are the only two that went in the middle. I don't know. I'm not huge on Teague. System. He's going to lose some usage. And Jackson is fine, but I mean...
Yeah, they had a little bit of risk there with Cousins these past couple of years, so...
That's true.
I'd say there's some injury risk on your team.
Yeah, that's true. Parsons and Cousins. But anyway, if you want to check that out, go to basketball.rasball.com. JB's random commenter league draft recap is towards the top there. And join the comments. Let me know how I did.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to talk some news? Because two of the biggest news bits from the past week or two are both about your Heat. Where you want to go, positive or negative?
I don't know if there is a positive to be taken out of this, but go ahead, start there.
The positive one is it looks more and more likely that Chris Bosh is going to play in some capacity this season. I don't know, I'm still horrified.
Yeah, it's going to be scary. Is he ever going to practice? I don't know.
Is he going to be able, I've said this a bunch of times. I'll say it again. Can he fly with the team? Because both times it was because of flights, I thought, right? Or it was after flights, at least.
I mean, they're worried about, contact causing bruising and then, a bruise reoccurring the issue. So I don't know. It's going to be scary. I think every time he gets hit, you're going to hold your breath.
Yeah. It's just a weird, do this once and it's like, or having this issue once and talking about this is one thing. But having this cost two straight seasons and then the medical staff still not clearing them yet. I mean, it's.
Yeah, and apparently he went on some talk show / what we're doing right here and said that he he's ready to go. There's lots of videos of like private workouts. I don't know. It's going to be scary. I know that.
So I was surprised I got no flack in my rank for him, but I ranked him outside my top 100.
I saw he was drafted pretty late, just inside the top 100 in your league.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good gamble at that point.
Yeah, he went second pick in round 9 in a 12-team league, whatever the hell pick it is. It doesn't show what number it is, but I think that's slightly outside the top 100, or right around there, but... I think that seemed about right.
Yeah, it's a decent gamble. There's a lot of guys that are going to fail about that number, and you're going to be wind up picking guys off the waiver anyway, so if it doesn't work out, you're not losing much.
Yeah, I agree. At that point, it's worth something, but even if it... So say he is cleared to play and plays in a couple preseason games. You vaulting up to 60, 50?
The issue isn't him getting over an injury. The issue is him, having a recurring of it. So, no, I don't think him playing in the preseason is going to alleviate any concern.
Yeah, I agree. I think I said the same exact thing in my ranks, that I don't think I'm moving him. So, to a guy that will move, and I'll make a larger point here in a minute, but... Oh, Josh Richardson, Slim's favorite, Ariel Bias, is expected to miss about 6 to 8 weeks with an MCL sprain while he was doing an off-season workout. That means he's going to miss first 2-3 weeks of the season about.
He's going to come along slowly, and he's not going to have the the buildup of everything, you know, going into it because it's a leg. It's terrible. It's atrocious. It's second half of the season kind of guy, hopefully, now.
Yeah, I'm with you. So my bigger point, and it's something that you kind of tried to get me to consider with Nurkic, but it's something I don't think I'm ever going to draft guys that are injured and are for sure missing the first game anymore. You just miss all that off-season time, all that strengthening, all the preseason time, all the practices. It just seems like those guys that aren't ready at the beginning of the season always falter. I mean,
in the couple of years, you know, guys that are rookies for sure, first, second-year guys, absolutely. But, you know, you just drafted Parsons. Is he going to be ready?
I think he will.
Would that worry you if he wasn't?
A little. I mean, I mean, he just fits my team so well. And I got him like 12 spots after I have him ranked.
I know. And he looks so good with his stylish look.
Yeah. Plus, he's macking on Jennifer Aniston. Someone put that in my comments there. That apparently, he said he's got a big crush on Jennifer Aniston. Look out, Justin Thoreau.
No, like, are we talking 90s Jennifer Aniston or what are we talking here?
Chandler Parsons is reportedly dating reruns of Friends.
Oh, I hate it, but wasn't one of them named that? Yeah. It was Chandler.
Oh, come on, don't pretend like Friends is the worst show. Friends is funny. No,
it's up there.
For worse shows or okay shows?
Yeah.
What? Come on.
It's right there with like a 90210 and.
Oh, get out of here.
Melrose Place.
No. Did you ever, like, have you sat down and watched more than a few episodes?
How about I sat down and watched one episode? The real question.
Okay, yeah, okay. So you're pulling a Gray with Fifth Element right now. Gray's just shitting all over this movie. And he's like, oh, I haven't seen it, though.
I just remember watching it and not laughing.
What, in Friends or Fifth Element? Yeah.
No, come on. Fifth Element's great.
Well, at least you're a little bit better than Gray and can admit Fifth Element. Why are we on Fifth Element? I don't know how we got there. But yeah, these injured guys at last year's Nurkic, I mean, Durant, I mean, that was kind of fluky, but I know that that goes against your first few years, guys, but that was scary.
Yeah, that was a poor procedure, right? Had to redo the.
They had to do something. Yeah, I'm not.
They had to redo the pin they put in his foot, something like that.
Yeah, like Marc Gasol. I'm not touching Marc Gasol this year. Maybe I ranked him too high, but I don't want to draft him.
I don't see him in the top 25 for Yahoo. I don't even see him. Wow.
Yeah, where does he
spell his name again?
You know how to spell his name. I know you're vamping for time.
Here's his brother. Wow, there you go. 64 overall.
Wow.
Yeah, they got him way down there.
Interesting. Yeah, so, I mean, Gasol's a guy I'm avoiding. Tyreke Evans, not touching him.
No. Gallinari, is that where you?
Yeah, a little bit, because you know how much I like him. I mean, he was a good fantasy contributor last year until he got hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to bring it up, but you gotta be thinking about Drew also.
Yeah, well, we're gonna get to that in a second. So with Josh Richardson out, is he draftable?
I mean, Yahoo has that injury spot, so sure, with your last pick, why not? You'll draft him, put him on that injury spot whenever it's open, and pick up a guy.
I actually completely agree with that, and that's what someone did in our RCL league, so. The only thing with doing that, especially with an early draft, is now you're hamstrung a position for a month. Not that there's many pickups going on right now anyway.
If there's really a problem, you just let him go.
That's true. That's a good point.
Somebody else is going to have to let somebody go to add him to put him on their injury list. So it's a little give and take there.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good point. So
Don't be married to him just because you drafted him.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. All right, to the Drew news, which you mentioned. I mean, all of these news stories are all just... you just sigh and you cheer for the guy in all three situations. But Drew Holiday, his wife has a brain tumor and is pregnant. They have to wait until she gives birth to operate. It is supposed to be operable.
Oh, you mean like a guy takes a little tweezers with the game and?
Oh, God. But yes, she's supposed to make a full recovery, so we wish the Holiday family all the best. He's taking leave of absence. We don't know exactly what that means or how many games that means, but if Drew Holiday's there at pick number 100 in your draft, are you taking him?
Pick 100. Yeah, everything sounds like, you know, he'll miss the beginning of the year, but should be back, and it's his job to lose. I think that's a good spot.
Okay.
I think he'll be gone by then.
Probably. Where did he go in my RCL last night?
If there's an auto drafter in the room.
Yeah, well, those always make things interesting. of course, my Control F isn't working today. Frickin' Firefox, because then Chrome didn't work. Ugh, internet browsers are the worst. Anyway, backup Tim Frazier. Do you like him as a last round pick or two?
Yeah, because Tyreek's not going to be ready either, so they have no distributor there right now.
Yeah.
So he's a triple-double threat kind of guy, too. Just not much anywhere else.
Let me pull this up here. But last year, he had some crazy numbers. Will you? Can you vamp for me for a second?
About to start looking it up.
This is the least prepared pod. You don't know why I'm not prepared. It's because I didn't eat my Honey Smacks.
Ooh, that's your fault, man.
you didn't offer me any. What do you want from me?
What we had the last 16 games for New Orleans, 30 minutes?
Yeah, yep, I got it. 13.1 points, 4.4 rebounds, 7.5 assists, and 1.4 steals.
Only 2.4 turnovers, which is a great ratio.
Yeah.
And, you know, a three a game and 0.8 on 42%, so he didn't take many. So he kept his field goal percent up at 45. Yeah, this is now said he worked out with Lillard all summer. I see that. That's kind of nice.
You, Ariel bias with that piece of non-news you just threw in there.
Yes, Lillard is still alive and playing basketball.
But yeah, I in my next ranks, which will come out this afternoon, I'm almost done with them at the time we record this, the top 200. I put Frazier 151, and I said this is kind of procedural. He'll end up when I make the full rankings post around 110, 120, something like that.
Yeah, it's going up for sure.
Yep. So those were the big news items I had. I know I always put you on the spot with questions like, oh, Cameron Payne apparently shed his walking boot. He might be ready for opening night, but there's someone, if you're in a really deep redraft, that stock fell because his broke his foot in summer. There's another example.
Yeah. They have the ability to wait on him.
Yeah.
He's not going to get rushed back.
Exactly. So, still like him in Dynasty, though. Yes, the Westbrook signing doesn't make things clear, but he could still have a role.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that Oladipo is kind of a point guard backup. So, I don't know. He's such a good player. It's going to be hard to keep him off the court.
Yeah, I agree.
He had some stretches there at only like 15 minutes a game to 18 minutes a game that were just like per 36s were, you know, starter level easy.
On a win now team, he beat out Augustine as a backup point guard.
Yeah,
that usually doesn't happen on a win now playoff team. They don't bench the vet for some rookie.
And Augustine played really well in Denver, so it wasn't like they were, you know, getting rid of just a useless Ty Lawson player.
I ranked Ty Lawson so low.
You ranked him?
Yeah, it's in the 180s.
Okay.
I figured maybe you get some starts. I don't know. I figured people would be more about Ty Lawson.
After last year?
I know, he was awful. any other news from you from the past week or two?
This PJ Tucker one just hit.
Oh, that is new. Oh, now I gotta change my ranks. I already wrote as Pete. I had so many supers in the PJ Tucker rank.
Well, now he's gonna super fall.
PJ Tucker is super undraftable now, as he's out 6 to 8 weeks due to back surgery.
Gotta get into the start of the season.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's at least a month of the regular season at this point, especially with back surgery. So what does this mean? TJ Warren, does it mean Devin Booker maybe can play some three?
I think Booker's going to get more minutes. I think they're going to be willing to go that small.
Where do I have Booker ranked right now? I'm going to move him up with this, that's for sure.
He's not going to be running the offense, so he's going to be pretty far down there in the pecking order.
I have him 86.
I don't expect him to get those assists he had last year. Not at all.
I don't really either. I've got him one below Wesley Matthews. Who do you like more?
I like Wesley Matthews, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not just a Booker fan. I think he's kind of a Thragnoff guy that really only played so well because it was a terrible team.
Yeah, Booker or Kent Bazemore.
Who's Bazemore's backup?
I don't know, Turian Prince or Thabo. I mean, Bazemore's going to play. They kept him for a reason.
Yeah, he got a nice little contract. He really came around last year. I'll stick with Bazemore.
Yeah, I've got Bazemore 81, so even higher than Matthews.
These guys aren't even close to Booker in a dynasty.
No, that's true. I mean, Booker was 19 last year, so he's, 20 this year, of course. I mean, Wesley Matthews is, more machine now than man.
And if something happens to one of those starting point guards that the Suns have, then, Booker will be well worth the top 100 pick.
Yeah, I've got him 86, so I had him there already just for...
Something's got to happen at the top. The Tucker thing, that doesn't really... TJ Warren's going to get some minutes. Maybe the kid gets a couple to start the year. Bender.
Oh, that's a good point with Bender. I might move him up a couple with this as well.
If he can develop a role and, force their hand, can't take him out, then when Tucker comes back, they don't really like playing Tucker big minutes. They do it out of necessity, but...
Yeah, he's a placeholder.
That's the youth movement coming.
Yeah. The update right before his back surgery on RotoWorld is Suns guarantee his contract. Oh, Suns and more free agent contract issues after the Morris debacle.
Yeah, there's some teams that are loving those contracts now.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, Slim, so there's our update on the news. It's time to start yelling about the ranks some more. You ready for this?
Yeah. Where are we at, about 40?
Yep, so I've got McCollum 41. I think that's fine. Why do you hate Jay Crowder so much, and why do I have him ranked so high? Explain this to me.
Because I feel like I can get his stats much later. So, I know. Is there a big difference between 1.1 turnovers and 1.5 turnovers? 1.7 steals and 1.5 steals? Gary Harris?
1.7. Okay, you and the Harris bandwagon really needs to... Did you even put anything about what I said about Harris on my last rank on him? I don't know if you answered that.
No, I don't think so. You posed a question? Oh, man.
Well, no, I rebuffed your Harris love in my last, and I don't think you commented on it.
I don't know if I even hear those things anymore.
Yeah, I know. You're tone deaf to that. All right. Well, I think you're discounting that Crowder has any sort of upside.
Yes, I am.
I mean, he's still young. It was his first season as a starter, and his season-long numbers took a hit because he got a cankle at the end of the season.
Yeah, and he really, really fought hard through it. And that probably did drop his number some. He was way up there for the first half of the year.
Oh, it definitely dropped his number some. Let me look at his April stats, because it happened right at the end of the season.
He lost minutes, yeah.
Yeah. In March and April, he only played 12 combined games, played under 30 minutes, and his numbers fell off. I mean, through the first 4 months, his steals per game, 2.5, 2.3, 1.1 in December. That was kind of weird. Then 1.8, 1.8. So, I mean, he was at... two-ish steals before last couple months there.
Yeah, this is kind of more about I'm just not drafting a wing in the fourth round.
Well, there's why not?
There's bigs that I want.
That's true. I mean, I feel
like... to Gordon Hayward constantly because, you know, they keep being ranked around each other. And Gordon Hayward gives you some assists that Crowder doesn't give. So it kind of makes up if you don't get a point guard here.
Gordon Hayward is overrated.
At 45, is he overrated? Is that where you have him?
That's about where I've got him, so that's fine.
Yeah, you know, Crowder at 42. You could possibly make the argument that it's build dependent if you're, you know, short on steals at this point.
I mean, Crowder last year finished 32 in per game versus 54 for Hayward. I know it's Basketball Monster, and there's, you know, I don't know exactly how they weigh everything, but that's how they did it. And Hayward played 36 minutes a game. Crowder only played 31. Yes, it's a Stevens team, but he could – Crowder yeah, could easily –
don't act like that's going up.
Well, it is, because the only reason it was that low is because he played under 30 minutes the last couple months when he was coming back from injury.
32 is his number. And maybe Turner, maybe he ate into that more than he should have.
And he's gone now.
Yeah. But, you know, they don't mind going the three-guard look and putting Bradley out there on the three.
I don't know. You think IT2, Marcus Smart, and Avery Bradley?
Well, yeah, because Smart and Bradley can cover two of the three, and then whichever one's the worst offensive guy, they can put Thomas on.
I don't know. I don't know if we'll see that many looks. I think we're going to see a big season of Crowder. You're selling him short. He's still pretty young, too.
14 points? 14 and a half, maybe?
I'll go higher.
Yeah, is it 5.2 rebounds? Is that what he had last year?
That's fine, yeah.
One and a half to two assists?
Sure, that's, yeah. Sure.
I mean, the half a block shoots his rating up.
That's fine, ranking. But it still counts.
Yeah, no, it's. I just don't know how much I believe it.
I believe it just fine. He's a good defender. I mean, a lot of blocks for the wing people are not like these monster swats off the glass. They're just kind of like the reach over when you're not expecting it and get a little reach around.
Oh, well. Who doesn't want a little reach around?
All right, well, that's Crowder. I like him more than you, but we'll see there. Why do you hate Pau Gasol so much? 43 is a pretty big fall off for a guy that was, where did Basketball Monster have him last year? And he's 18th. I know he's old and it's the Spurs, but.
He's only 43? Man.
He's not that old.
You have him here, it says 79, I think. Oh, that was last year.
I mean, I think Powell's going to be fine on the Spurs. It's not going to be huge, but he'll get that ring.
You know, the DNPs late are, you know, going to be annoying.
That's true.
You're going to have games where Aldridge gets hot and they stop feeding Gasol. So I don't think the points are going to be there like we would hope. I think I mean, he's 35, 36, something like that. 36 you have here. It's going to fall. He can't play the minutes that he used to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with that, but even with the fall off, I mean, he went 60th in our draft, and it's just because he didn't fit my team, or else I would have picked him over, well, I have Parsons higher anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the build, if you're trying to really shore up the free throw percent with a big man, it's not terrible. It's just you got to worry about the DNPs.
Yeah, it's true. 72 games last year. A lot of that was towards the end.
But this is San Antonio. I would expect more.
Yeah, so. All right. I've got Klay Thompson, 44. It feels like that's going to be low against ADP, but I don't really want him.
Fourth round. Do I get to choose between him and Gordon Hayward again?
Yeah, that's fine. I have them back to back. I remember wrestling with that one.
See, the one thing that makes Klay pretty decent is the field goal percent.
Yeah.
I don't get that many threes from a guy that shoots that high.
And low turnovers compared to Hayward, at least.
It's not great. I got Klay down here for 1.7 last year.
Yeah, Hayward, you have projected for 2.6.
Turnover. Yeah, that's a lot. I also think Hayward's going to have the ball in his hands a bit more this year with Hill being more of a pick-and-pop guy.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I know. We've had this conversation.
Yeah.
I could probably just open.
Yeah, I think Hill is a better point guard than the mix and match they had. I know you liked, I like Shelvin Mack just fine too, but maybe they let Hill flourish a tiny bit more. I mean, he's never really been on a team where he's had to be. The only stretch where he had to be the guy was that stretch where he had his career numbers when Paul George was hurt.
And I think my point was he had 5.1 assists that year, and the Shelvin Mack as a starter had 5.3.
Yeah, but maybe they
Shelvin Mack was pretty solid.
He was fine. He was good. Yeah, this is nothing against Mack. It's more against when they started Trey Burke again because Exum got hurt.
Yeah. Does he even have a job anymore?
He's the backup for the Wizards. He's the backup. Although Alec Burks might take some of those minutes too.
No. He's traded. He's somewhere else.
Alec Burks got traded?
No, Trey Burke.
Oh, no. I know. Trey Burke. I thought you were saying Exum didn't have a job anymore.
No, Exum's got his backup job.
Yeah. Okay. You meant Trey. I thought you were talking about Exum. Yeah, Trey Burke. I don't care where he is. It's Trey Burke. Get him out of here. He's not. Well, why are we talking about Trey Burke? Let's move on.
We're not at 250 yet, huh? All right, we're getting there.
All right, so I'm not going to mention everyone I've ranked, but let's go to 47, the enigmatic, ridiculous, starting to get too hyped Nikola Jokic.
I saw what he went in your league, and that's – I don't know if best case scenario he can do that.
In my draft, he went 27th overall.
Yeah, that means, ahead of Draymond in the whole – or Drummond in the whole punt thing.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, it's you're hoping for the metrics thing to work out in your favor. Maybe. I'm not sure the counting stats are going to be there.
I don't think the volume will be there at that point. But at 47, I think the volume can be there. And I know, you still think Nurkic over Jokic this year in redraft?
Absolutely.
What? You are out of your gourd.
I think Nurkic could end the season top 50 pretty easily. I think he could go 18-9 with 30 minutes, which isn't going to happen, but I think that's completely reasonable expectation at this point in his career. He's a good steals guy because he loves to gamble, which isn't great, but it's good for us. You know the blocks are going to be there because he's good at it. He's all-star caliber upside type player. It's one of my favorites.
You just compared him to Charles Barkley with all the stats, and he loves to gamble.
Yeah. I'm sure there were some, Barkley's weight went one way, and Nurkic is going the other, so. Yeah,
has lost a lot of weight. We talked Nurkic a little bit before. We'll get to him a little bit more where I have him ranked. I have him ranked 68. He somehow fell to 104 in my draft, and I got him. It was ecstatic.
104. Yeah, that's...
A lot of people said they were surprised at a Razzball draft. He fell that far.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, there's no guarantees, and his upside is way higher than anybody else left.
Oh, for sure. And he's a free throw punt fit because his free throw percentage 61.6% last year.
I think eventually in his career that'll fix itself.
Oh, me too. But it felt good to get another big to keep. And the field goal percentage, I think last year, 41.7%. That is just extraordinarily too low. He's not shooting threes. He's got a great mid-range game. It was a really small sample too.
He's got all kinds of moves around the basket.
Yeah.
He re-injured his leg, too.
I did see that, but it didn't seem
serious. No. During that time last year, he re-injured his leg.
Oh, well, he did injure his leg.
He was nowhere near at full strength.
Yeah, well, he injured his leg the other day in an international game, but it sounded they took him out of a calf tweak, and it was precautionary.
Yeah, he played the next game and went 22-10 or something like that.
Yeah, so, he's fine. So we'll talk more Nurk when we get to him. I guess we pretty much did. Maybe we'll skip him. But don't take me putting Jokic ahead of Nurkic as a slam on Nurk. Nurk at 68. He's 25% owned in Yahoo so far. I know a lot of that's probably people not playing out drafts because Yahoo has him pre-ranked so low. But Jokic is obviously universally owned and drafted.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that, you know, goes out there and is going to have a huge preseason game, and his ownership, he'll be a top added guy for like a week straight.
All right, well, you heard it here first. Slim likes Nurk over Jokic for this season.
Not on par with the Roto World guys, huh?
Yeah, those guys are insane for Jokic.
That seems to be becoming a meme, how much they like him.
They need to have, like, memes of some sort of Jokic medication. I love Jokic. So I have Rudy Gay 48, and I'm going to move him down. I want nothing to do with Rudy Gay.
No, it's just not fun anymore.
It's the strife with the team just gets worse and worse. After I did the ranks, there was a report came out that said the Kings will take pretty much whatever we can get for Rudy Gay. I mean, it's more or less what they said.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he's one of the highest paid players.
Yeah, that.
I'm sure they'd love to get that off the books.
Yeah, that, and he hates the team.
You know, I don't know who would be better with full minutes, him or Caspi. For our purposes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a good point. I do really like Caspi as a sleeper. He's another guy I got on my free throw punt. Another guy with a high field goal percentage that can hit threes but doesn't make free throws.
Yeah, a little bit of a questionable minutes right now. You got to assume WCS is going to get his this year.
Really? Why do you have to assume that?
Because defensively, he's just phenomenal. Sure. You know, you don't need offense next to Cousins.
Well,
yeah, I think that was always kind of the plan.
I don't know, because Jurger loves Matt Barnes.
Oh, yeah. That was somebody else's plan, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And there's talk that Jurger is going to play Matt Barnes at a lot of power forward. And not like Colley Stein's going to take...
Barnes is coming off the bench, for sure.
No, I don't know.
I think he's older than Pau Gasol.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. You and your ageisms. He played fine last year.
I bet he plays the same amount of minutes. How many did he have last year?
Like 27, 28.
Wow, that seems high.
That's what it was.
Okay.
Matt Barnes had a great year last year. He averaged a steal and a block a game. And like a one and a half threes or so. Let me pull it up. Why do you hate Matt Barnes so much? Is it because of the tattoos, because of his attitude?
No, I mean, I am looking at this 38% shooting. It's not like it was all great.
Yeah, but that's a little fluky. I mean, he was, you know...
Well, no, that's not fluky. That's 5 out of those 9 shots were threes.
Well, that's true.
He's never been a good three-point shooter. But he likes taking them.
Yeah, well... Regardless of field goal percentage. I mean, he was mid 40% for 8 straight years before that. I think that was a little bit of noise. Yeah.
But I'm not taking what happened in 08-09 to justify what he's going to do as a 36-year-old.
I will take from 2008 to 2015 data over one season.
Nah, for a guy that age, I'm taking the one season.
It's myopic.
I make it go down.
It's myopic, no. Slim.
No, I'm. He did have some nice minutes at the end of the year. Yeah. Got a little jumpy, I guess.
Yeah,
it's never guaranteed.
One steal, 0.8 blocks, 10 points, 1.6 threes, in 29 minutes in 76 games. What's the hate for Matt Barnes for?
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna happen. I'll lower the minutes to closer to 26, and I think it'll be okay because you'll get something from him every night. I just think in the end it's not going to be enough.
Well, Jurger likes his guys, and he's someone that went with Jurger.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he can make it through the year.
He's made it through 2 straight years.
36, man.
You and the age. Good Lord. All right, well, we're not going to make it too far through these ranks at this rate. But moving on, as I mentioned, Mark Gasol, I should say, had 49. Don't really want him. I'll probably move him down one or two as well. Batum, I have it at 50. A lot of people in the draft room were upset when Batum got drafted around there. Seems like he's a lot of people's targets in that fourth round.
Yeah, it's okay, I guess. It's basically a point guard and a small forward eligible guy.
Mm-hmm. A lot of assists, makes threes.
That's the draw. I don't think there's a whole lot going on, though. I mean, there's no upside. You know what you're going to get from him.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, I mean, there's something said for that by the time you get to the fourth round.
Yeah, but, well, we're talking getting into the fifth now.
Yeah.
I think that's probably more reasonable as a fifth round pick than a fourth.
And then one below him at 51, and he'll move up a few more for me because I'm going to move Gay and Gasol below him. But you love Goran Dragic this year. He's your boy.
Yeah, he's going to have the ball in his hands a ton.
You don't think they'll try a Bucks and have Hassan Whiteside be the point center?
I think Whiteside's going to have more turnovers than assists, but no, they won't try that.
That's not hard to do. He had like 3 assists total last year. Oh my God, remember
it was a little better last year.
We were clowning him for how many... Oh, I'm looking this up now. He had
the first year, he had like 6 for the year.
It's like, yeah. How do you not accidentally like drop the ball and be like... He had 6 assists in 48 games. 6 assists... in 1,142 minutes. Last year is not much better, Slim. 30 assists in over 2,000 minutes. Oh, my God.
No, I think we can pass on the point forward idea.
All right. I stand corrected.
I mean, you might see the ball in Winslow's hands a bit. They're really trying to make that a thing.
Yeah, a lot of people were clowning me for having Winslow at 100. I don't know. I feel like there could be really something there.
I mean, really, it's got to be a metrics-friendly thing because no single category is going to jump out.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I don't see him scoring 18 a game or something out of the blue, but...
It's got to shore up that free throw shooting. That is not ready.
Yeah, I think that could get better. I also think the volume could go up, so it'll need to get better.
Yeah, it will. The punt free throw, you know, wing real late, it's not terrible.
Yeah, I debated drafting him at a couple points with my last few picks, but I decided against it. Yeah, I mean, he's going to hit hopefully a 3 a game, get a steal, get almost a block, and get rebounds.
So he could be as good as Matt Barnes?
Yeah, I have them right next to each other. It's just one is younger.
A little bit.
And that's the little bit higher he is. That should make you happy, Slim.
Yeah, yeah. At least you consider the age.
I do like Dragic. I probably need to move him up. I wish I had gotten him on my free throw punt team, but I think he went before Parsons. I might be wrong on that, but Parsons just felt so...
No, he did. I saw him go 48.
Yeah. If he was still there, I would have taken him ahead of Parsons, for sure. So.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites because of that field goal percent.
Yeah, you have projected for 48.5% this year. Can't really dispute that. Doesn't take a ton of threes. He drives. He's really good around the basket for a point guard.
Yeah, and he should be the primary guy for the alley-oop to Whiteside now that Wade's out of town.
Yeah, so like it. Nikola Vucevic at 52. Are you going to draft him anywhere?
God, I don't know what the minutes are going to look like in Orlando.
Yeah, it's not good.
You got Ibaka ranked higher. They traded quite a bit for him, so you kind of expect he's the number one guy out of the three.
Yeah, with Ibaka, we talked to him a little bit before, I think, but I have him 38, and I thought I was going to be like, not on an island, but a little bit ahead of the average, thinking he's bouncing back. Yahoo put him at 25.
Yeah, that's expecting more offensive. He might have a bigger role. I mean, you know, you got Elfrid still there at point guard, and if he's playing next to Biyombo, I mean, where is the scoring coming from?
Oh, I have no question that his scoring's going up, and he's going to take threes. But his rebounds and blocks have all been declining for like 3 or 4 straight years. I don't think they're suddenly going to go up.
No, I shouldn't.
So that's where... my thought lies there. But yeah, I don't really want to invest in any of the guys. I would if Ibaka falls to me and in a deep league, Biyombo, but I have really not big interest in Vucevic.
Biyombo could be a fun guy if you missed out on, like, Capella. and a punt for Kirby.
Oh, I got Capella on my team. I was so happy Capella came to me.
Some of his counting stats are going to be ridiculous. He's a DFS staple.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, he's going to have some, like, 8-15 games with 3 blocks.
And 1-for-7 from the line, but yeah, yeah.
That, well, I free throw punted. That's the main reason I wanted to free throw punt, just so I could draft Capella.
Have Capella on your team.
Nerlens Noel, Tobias Harris, Mike Conley, 55. Outside the top 50 again. Woo! Someone was right on Conley.
This is the start of the point guard run. And I don't think I'd organize it quite the way you have it.
Yeah, I mean, all of these guys. A little bit give and take by the build. If you, you know, if you're avoiding some turnovers, get Conley. If you need some for sure scoring, get Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
So I have them ranked, just so everyone knows, Mike Conley, Reggie Jackson, Dennis Schroeder, Jeff Teague, Elfrid Payton. So I've got 5 in a row there. Payton got sniped from me in my draft last night, the pick before me. I really wanted him.
Yeah, he has the highest upside for the assists.
Yep, for sure. And doesn't he? He has free throw issues, right?
So yeah.
It's a free throw punt.
But it should be very low volume.
Yeah, but I did draft Schroeder. I drafted him before Payton. I needed some scoring upside with the free throw punt team. I like Schroeder a lot this year.
So you would free throw punt without DeAndre Jordan, right?
Yeah, I got Drummond though.
Yeah, but Drummond scores. I'm just saying your scoring, yeah. I don't think was.
Well, I got Gobert just to.
Okay. Yeah, that's a down and out. That's so. Basically the DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, I did. Instead of doing the Drummond-Jordan pair, I was able to wait and do the Drummond-Gobert pair. That did have a good flow to it, didn't it?
I mean, it sounded like something I'd eat. I don't know where those pairs are you know, native to, but I'm trying.
So we'll wrap up our ranking discussion with this, Slim. Rank those 5 point guards. Do it.
We got like 20 guys.
I know. We didn't get very far. Well, we're doing a podcast again next Thursday. That'll be out next Friday morning. We are good for that, right, Slim?
Yeah. Thursdays, they're pretty good right now.
Yeah, I've got a pretty open schedule. So, yeah. Sorry we haven't been able to do more off-season stuff, just the sports confluence of finishing baseball and starting football, Slim being a golf pro. It's been You are awesome at golf. Don't get me wrong.
What are you talking about?
I'm playing golf with you next spring. I'm a little upset. I texted you that I'm going to visit you next spring, and you didn't even really react.
Well, you said somewhere that turns out to be quite a ways away, but we'll see.
I've got a friend that's like 2.5 hours away that I'll visit, and then I'll rent a car and go drive you.
All right. See if the wifey allows it.
My wifey or your wifey?
I think you're the only one with a wifey right now.
Yeah, I was about to say. I don't think you have a wifey issue.
No. Not today.
That's a larger issue. All right, Slim, so do this. Rank those 5 point guards for me in a vacuum. Conley, Jackson, Schroeder, Teague, Payton. Go!
Jackson, Teague, Payton, Conley, Schroeder.
Interesting. So you do like Payton. I know a lot of people don't like Payton as much as we do.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some more progression. You know, you got the elite steals. That's why he's there.
Yep. Elite steals and assist upside. Rubio-esque.
I like Teague for the more all-around game. You know, take his offense completely out. He could still be a 1.6, 1.7 steals and like a half a block guy.
Yeah, the steals are nice. That's true. The system should fit his game. It's just there's so much usage. It's going to go into Monta and Paul George, obviously, and we like Miles Turner to take a step forward.
Yeah, this is Teague can really disappear in games, too.
Yeah. I mean, we obviously saw that last year.
This is all on the coach. And those Pacer coaches, they're fans, they really do like their coach.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so we'll do more ranks next time. We'll try to focus a little bit, go a little faster, hopefully get to 100 next time. So we're cutting this off at 60. Slim, we didn't wrap the show with this last time, so we got to save a couple minutes for what have you been watching at the movies?
Oh, the movies? At this time of year?
Nothing's good.
I don't think I'm watching too much.
Yeah, I haven't really seen too many good movies. I saw The Raid Redemption for the first time, finally.
The Raid Redemption?
Yeah, that was like the buzzy... I think it's Indonesian, but it's really well done.
Okay, 2011.
Didn't see that one?
No, no.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Pretty violent.
Nominations, all right. Might have to give that one a check.
Yeah, yeah. It's just nothing but a straight-laced action movie. It's a lot like Dread.
Yeah, I always get the wrong Dread.
The new one, not the Stallone one. With Rob Schneider, I think, is in it. I don't know.
You know, I just do that to hear your...
I love Dread. Dread's very underrated. I don't think we talked about this on the pod. I did watch Stranger Things. It was awesome.
Oh, man. I am so impressed with that show.
That show was incredible. I know where everyone's on the bandwagon for it, but it was so awesome.
Yeah, there has to be another season now.
Oh, there already is. They've already like released the titles of the episode, and I don't know why they did that. That was kind of weird, but... I think it's going to be the next year and a lot of the same actors and stuff.
Good, good. I mean, you kind of have to do it that way since there are so many young people that they're going to age naturally.
Well, they said at one point they thought about doing like a 10-year anthology. So it's like in the 90s and then in the early 2000s and then it ends in the present day or something like that.
Okay, you'd have to change actors to do that.
Yeah, I don't like that. Keep it in the 80s.
That did help.
That's what made the show.
I like those kids. I don't want to see any of those kids leave.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and the kid with the lisp, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah, he was hilarious. Any other shows you're watching?
It's been a while now, but that Canadian show I got into...
Oh, it better not be the one that my friends watch.
It's Letterkenny.
Oh, okay. No, not that one. Oh, wait. I think my friend put on a Letterkenny once. It looked really weird.
It kind of started as a YouTube thing.
Is there something to do with hockey players in that show?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I watched an episode of that, and it was bizarre.
I mean, I have to look up so much of this stuff, like the Canadian. it's fun though. It's, I don't know, something about it. It changes my accent for a couple days.
You just start calling people hoser and.
Yeah, well, it's a hard no. Yeah, I don't have a choice. You know, you hear it enough time. I mean, they're only half hour episodes, and there's like six of them. 3 hours. You can watch all of them.
You need to do a full show in Canadian voices.
Well, it's not that far off, like, making a pirate voice.
You just enraged all the Canadian listeners.
Yes. If you're a pirate, you'd be like, that's a hard no. And you tone it down a little bit, and it's, oh, that's a hard no. Like, it's pretty close.
Oh, good times, good times.
I've been waiting for that.
So yeah, check those shows out. And for movies, we need more people to join our fantasy movie league. I know another big fantasy thing started that, whatever. We're not ripping them off. We're just playing their game. It's fun. Fantasymovieleague.com. Join the Razzball League. The password is Rball, just the letter R, B-A-L-L. Rball. Join the league. I am third base during the Pirates of the Caribbean, and everyone else in the league has stopped playing.
Yeah, when's the start of the next...
It's the second week of a new season. I want to get it all of the fall season. I want to get everyone going for the winter season. So we've got a long time to pimp this up until we get into the winter season.
Okay.
So you need to set your lineup. This takes 20 seconds, Slim.
I know.
You can get it on your iPhone. Oh, wait.
It's hard to find the time between 150-yard 8-irons.
Slim and his golf proneness. All right, we're going to wrap the show there. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll get to more ranks on next week's show. Yes, we'll have a show next Friday. And as I mentioned, the rest of the top 200 will be up this afternoon. Check it out. Give me your quibbles. It's a lot of bottom of the barrel. There's not much that exciting in the 150 to 200, but it is what it is. Oh, my God, my voice.
There's going to be some rookies in there for... And this is a low rookie year, but there's a couple that should be in there.
Yeah, I got a few in there. I think I'm going to move... I got to take Tucker completely out and move Bender up a couple more. I already had Bender in the 160s, kind of in the sexy zone.
Yeah, I mean, there's... I don't see it really happening in redraft, but it's possible.
Yeah, for the flyer. All right, we got to get out of here. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. And Slim, catch you next week.
Yes, sir.